With COVID cases across many parts of the U.S. retreating after peaking earlier this year, a number of states are now moving to ease mask mandates and other virus-related restrictions. Dr. Nada Fuddle is University of Nebraska Medical Center Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases and joins us now for more. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. Nebraska is one of those states now rolling back its crisis measures. The state had restricted some surgeries and procedures to prioritize care for those who needed it most during the Omicron wave, but now those measures have largely been expired. Is now the right time to be easing these measures based on how cases and hospitalizations have been evolving in your state?
Well, thank you for having me. I think the reality is that the healthcare system was quite overwhelmed with the number of cases that we have seen here in Nebraska, and the hospital had to declare the crisis operation standard in order to accommodate the rapidly increasing number of hospitalizations and patients needing emergency as well as intensive care in the hospital. Now, we have seen a decline in the number of cases, thank God, and we have seen a number decline in the number of hospitalizations lately. That's why the crisis operation standards have been lifted, but that doesn't by no means mean we're out of the woods yet. The number of cases is still high, the test positivity rate in the community is still high, which makes us think that we need to be cautiously optimistic while rolling out rolling back these measures.
What is the lasting impact that the healthcare system is anticipating as a result of the stress levels that have been seen in hospitals at this time, even the engagement with the communities and trying to dampen any misinformation around and during a time of a health crisis and a global health crisis all the way to the point of being a pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality is that everyone is tired. The public is tired. The teachers are tired. The healthcare workers are burned out. There is still high rates of inequity when it comes out to vaccination rates in the community, the global vaccination rates. And unless we treat this as a pandemic, a global crisis, I think we're going to continue to see these variants emerge in different parts of the globe and eventually, unfortunately, making their way here. Now, there is a good chance that the next variant is not going to be as aggressive or as contagious as the Omicron, but there is also a chance that it might be more dangerous and more deadly. So if anything we learned from this pandemic, we learned that we have to be agile, we have to be resilient in our response, and we have to be able to adjust very rapidly depending on what we're seeing in the community. The response that we have today does not have to be the same response we have in 6 months from now. You know, in the beginning of the pandemic, we had a state of lockdown. This is no longer applicable right now because we do have tools to prevent the disease. We have tools to treat it. But yet, when it comes to a situation when there is a massively transmissible variant like Omicron, that can overwhelm the healthcare system and can lead to rapid state of burnout and fatigue. So we have to adjust for those factors when we administer a strategy for COVID directive health measures in any state or any country around the globe.
And to that point, how are hospitals and healthcare providers where you are thinking about preparing for that potential of another variant or another wave of the virus, if at all?
You know, I think the healthcare system has learned, unfortunately, the hard way how to cope with this pandemic. There is a lot of resources now available. There are a lot of knowledge and studies and things to refer to in terms of how to adjust to these types of crises. It does become overwhelming when there is a sense that this is preventable. We don't have to see these deaths happening. You know, majority of cases that we're seeing in the hospital right now, still unvaccinated adults, and these could be prevented if these people were able to access the vaccine or able to agree to taking the vaccine. So there is still a lot of work to be done in order to improve our uptake of the preventive tool that we have right now, because we don't really have to be dealing with this if the pandemic was approached the correct way. I think what hurt the most is the politicization that happened of this pandemic, the association of certain measures with certain political parties or certain movements is really what augmented this crisis and further the divided that we've seen in the country around mask, around vaccination, which unfortunately became the biggest barrier right now to preventing the massive toll of deaths that we have been seeing.
On the topic of masks in the East Coast here, the New Jersey state is going to be ending some of their school mask mandates. And then additionally, just further down the coast, you've got Delaware. Their mask mandate is actually going to be lifted later in February, still going to be required in schools, though. And so what should states be considering as they are starting to pull back on some of their precautionary measures?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think there is, we all would like to go back to normal. You know, whatever that normal is now, we would like to go back to normal, but states have to be very careful in proceeding with a lot of caution. And it's very important to rely on science and to also consult with the public health officials, because there are certain scientific measures that we can use to tell us when is the time to relax these measures and when is the time to become alarmed again. We need to be prepared to become alarmed again and reinstate some of these measures if needed. Things like vaccination rate in the community, things like test positivity rate, all of these factors need to be put into account, as well as relying on science and relying on the local public health officials to help make those decisions.
All right. We thank you so much for your time, Dr. Nada Fodel, University of Nebraska Medical Center Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases. Thank you again.